This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli forces continue to bombard cities, towns, and refugee camps across Gaza overnight. Dozens of people have been killed. The air and ground offensive against Hamas widened to most of the territory and forced thousands more to flee from homes and shelters. Israel also warned Hamas ally Hezbollah to quit its attacks along their shared border, raising concerns that the war would spill over in the region.
Israel's emergency minister, Benny Gantz, signaled the country could step up its response to cross-border attacks from the Iran-backed militant group.
The stopwatch for a diplomatic solution is running out. If the world and the Lebanese government don't act in order to prevent the firing on Israel's northern residents and to distance Hezbollah from the border, the IDF will do it.
It comes as Palestinian authorities reported dozens more deaths on Wednesday, with Israel continuing to pound Gaza and clashing with Palestinians in the West Bank. Videos released by the humanitarian group Palestine Red Crescent Society showed chaotic scenes following airstrikes on Khan Yunis in the south.
Reuters' Diane Toe. The Associated Press concludes that at least hundreds of people died in floods after Ukraine dam collapsed in June, far more than Russia reported.
It has been over 6 months since the catastrophic explosion that destroyed the Kakhovka Dam in the southern Kherson region. An AP investigation has found that Russian authorities vastly and deliberately undercounted the dead after the incident. Russian authorities took control of the issuance of death certificates, immediately removing bodies not claimed by family. Russia, which didn't respond to questions for the report, has said 59 people drowned in the territory controls. But the AP estimates